Conal McShane, anchor at News Nation. You can watch him at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Conal, where do we start today?
Well, the president just walked in, John, to the Brady briefing room at the White House, where the press secretary gives her daily briefings, which is not a an everyday event. Presidents don't often brief the press from there, but he's there because he's had a good morning over at the Supreme Court. A limit on the Supreme Court's powers. He's trying to curtail birthright citizenship, and their decision went in his favor, and he's out there pumping that up just now. So we could start there if you want.
Well, we could actually listen in on a little of that just for a second. I'm not sure what we'll pull up here, but go ahead.
Thanks for this decision, and thanks to this decision, we can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis. And some of the cases we're talking about would be ending birthright citizenship, which now comes to the fore. That was meant for the babies of slaves. It wasn't meant for people trying to scam the system and come into the country on a vacation. This was, in fact, it was the same date, the exact same date, the end of the Civil War. It was meant for the babies of slaves, and it's so clean and so obvious. But this lets us go there and finally win that case because hundreds of thousands of people are pouring into our country.
So you get the idea, and we'll let the Supreme Court ultimately decide if the president is under the illusion that he's now won on the point of birthright citizenship. I think he's mistaken, Conal.
Yeah, I'm sure he realizes that. But yeah, no, this there was no ruling today on the underlying kind of legality of the policy or the executive order where he's, again, trying to curtail. And he was just talking about the origins, I suppose, of birthright citizenship. If you're born here, whether your parents came here legally or not, you're a citizen here. He wants to change that for people who came here illegally. What the court said today is that when a lower court, district court, issues an injunction about something like this, that they can't necessarily, in all cases, block that across the entire country. It was a 6-3 decision, ideological lines, but Justice Amy Coney Barrett, writing for the majority, said that these orders, in this case, go beyond providing relief to plaintiffs, so they likely exceed the authority that Congress gave to the district judges. So this is a power of grab and a battle between the executive branch and the judicial branch, and the judicial branch coming back and kind of curtailing the power of their own lower courts that are under them. So it's interesting. You know, we'll see how this all plays out. It could lead to a lot of different court battles in a lot of different states. But to your point, doesn't rule on the legality of the birthright citizenship executive order.
Do you know then what does it say to children that have been born in the United States to parents who are not U.S. citizens right now or maybe tomorrow? Is their citizenship in doubt?
I think there is a period of time before this goes into effect. I'd have to double check on that. But also, it's going to go district by district in some cases, which is really the interesting part about it. So that you might have somebody in Texas where the president's issued this executive order and their citizenship, to your point, might be called into question. And then somebody challenges it in court. They can still work through the court challenges. It's just that once a judge rules on this issue, at least, according to the decision today, they can't block it across the entire country. So you might have someone else in Oklahoma having a separate case that works its way through the courts. So I think you're going to see a lot of different court cases in a lot of different states. But no matter how you slice it, this is a win for President Trump. Maybe not an overall victory, to your point, on the policy, but it's a win certainly on that narrow issue, especially because this battle with the judges has been something that's been a key part for his or a key component of his administration's kind of strategy, because they've been trying to issue as many executive actions and orders as they possibly can, and judges have been blocking them. So now this may limit the ability of these judges to block them across the entire country.
What do we know about the effectiveness of the bombing raid in Iran today?
You know, I think that we've gotten into this semantic discussion throughout the week that, in my view, that hasn't really served us best at all times. In other words, I think it's distracted us from the overall conversation we need to be having about what's next. What happened to some of the highly enriched uranium? Will there be a peace deal that can last, a nuclear deal that can last? I mean, we're going back and forth about how you define the word obliterate, which isn't really a scientific term to begin with. So one person might say, oh, it's obliterated. And Trump, the president, has, as you know, a tendency to speak in, aggressive language or exaggerated language. So you're going to go back and hyperbole. So he goes, well, okay. Yeah, is that really obliterated? And I think we've gotten sidetracked a little bit on that. I think now after looking at the publicly released intelligence from not only the United States, CIA statement, the Israeli statement, even the Iranians, what they've said themselves, I think there seems to be, you know, pretty clear agreement that there was damage done, severe damage done to these nuclear sites. Does it mean that they have no material left? No, not necessarily. Does it mean... Yeah. Like I always say, a lot of things can be true at once. Does it mean there aren't legitimate questions that could be asked, like there were at the Pentagon briefing yesterday about, hey, do you guys know where all the uranium is? That's still a legitimate question. Doesn't mean that the mission wasn't a success or that there wasn't a lot of damage. So I think we've gotten a little distracted. I think there's legitimate questions going forward. But overall, you have to say that there was some level of success to this operation because it definitely did damage. And most people seem to agree, severe damage to these nuclear sites militarily. Yeah.
If this administration's Department of Defense's intelligence arm, I hope you're still following that, if those people said that some of the that maybe it wasn't as effective as we thought, and we've only set them back a couple of months, and the administration doesn't like that either because of the assessment or because of the fact that it was leaked to the media, fine. But I don't think that's a reason then to not give information to the Congress or Democrats. That's an administration problem. The Congress didn't do anything wrong there, and I'm not sure anybody did anything wrong there. But you know what I'm talking about. And just briefly, what's your thought about that directive?
Yeah, I mean, their view is, or their public view, at least, the administration, is that somebody in the on the congressional side, once this was uploaded to a document that members of Congress and their staff who have clearance have access to, was the leaker. There are issues with the leaker here. I mean, the attacks have been on reporters in the media who reported accurately on what the report said. Now, was it a low-confidence early report? Yes. And most of that was reported in real time. Were some people irresponsible? Maybe. But just to give you a brief example, like Jennifer Griffith, who works at Fox, who I happen to know very well, is a terrific reporter. And she reported on this fairly, got up at the Pentagon briefing yesterday and asked Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, a legit question, like I said earlier, about the uranium, and he went after her on these other, you know, that's just, again, getting sidetracked, distracted. And, you know, and Hegseth letting his emotions get the better of him because Jennifer's reporting has been more than fair on this. But, you know, also to the point where should this have been leaked? No, of course not. And somebody's, you know, they got to look at and they're going to do an investigation into who leaked it because it does kind of put things, I think, a little bit because we don't know all the information. Out of context, because it was an early report, there was a low degree of confidence in that report, and then some of the other intelligence may indeed, over time, contradict that report. I think all of those things can be true at the same time.
That's a really interesting observation. Connell McShane from News Nation, 2 o'clock this afternoon on Comcast 223, direct in the dish as well. Okay, Connell, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.